Why don't we cross to Mike Wood, see what's happening in the newspapers this morning. Hi, Mike.
Good morning again, James. Most of the dailies carry the story of the opening of the Royal Commission into Child Sexual Abuse. The Royal Commission was opened yesterday by Chair Justice Peter McClellan, who outlined its wide terms of reference, allowing a detailed probe into sexual abuse within institutions, both public and private. Justice McClellan said at least 5,000 victims have already signalled interest in telling their stories to the Commission. To the Australian Financial Review and the headline story, Swan goes on offensive over super. The Fin says Treasurer Wayne Swan boosted the government's push to target high-income earners' superannuation by saying those at the very top enjoyed excessive and very, very generous concessions. But he rejected any suggestions that proposed changes were motivated by class warfare, saying they were adjustments designed to keep the system sustainable and were in line with the spirit of reform during the Hawke and Keating governments. Many of our dailies carry the latest on the war of words between the United States and North Korea. The US Defence Secretary Chuck Hagel says the threat from North Korea poses a real and clear danger to America's allies and says the US has to take them seriously. The Pentagon says the US will deploy a high-altitude missile defence system to Guam in the Pacific to protect against short- and medium-range missiles from North Korea. Earlier on the program, we heard from Michael O'Hanlon, a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution, and he discounted the chance of war, but says it's unlikely.
I don't sense any desire on their part to precipitate an all-out war intentionally, because that war would surely lead to their demise, and they know it. Nonetheless, there may be a temptation to try a limited use of force. I think you have to worry about some small skirmishing blowing up into something much more serious, and once that begins, who knows where it ends. I put the chances of this in the single-digit percentages, but certainly not in the 0% range.
The Australian reports today that opposition leader Tony Abbott says he suspects Tim Flannery, the head of Australia's Climate Commission, will be made redundant if Mr. Abbott becomes Prime Minister. Mr. Abbott has pledged to abolish the Climate Commission, the federal government's agency for explaining climate science to the public, if he's elected. Professor Flannery said in a statement that it was critical for the emergency and health services, as well as the public, to have the best information from scientists. He says ignoring it or shooting the messenger will not reduce the threat of climate change. Melbourne's Herald Sun says a brick wall which collapsed in the city last week, killing three people, was riddled with cracks. The report says photos of the wall showing its poor condition will play a crucial role in investigations into last week's tragedy, in which a woman in her 30s and a brother and sister in their 20s were killed. The wall at the old Carlton and United Brewery site came crashing down after a freak gust of wind. The site is currently owned by the Grocon Group. Sydney's Daily Telegraph says you wouldn't read about it. The headline on its story claiming that Schools Education Minister Peter Garrett has exaggerated low literacy levels among Australian students. The Telegraph says its investigations reveal that Mr. Garrett is using 1996 assessment data of students in years 3 and 5 to justify increased funding in the state school system. It says the statements provide a misleading picture about the achievement level of students entering secondary schools in 2013. Finally, to the Gold Coast News, which reports that the emblem for the Commonwealth Games on the Gold Coast will be unveiled at a ceremony this morning. Mark your calendars and set your countdown clock. The games get underway in exactly 5 years from now. April 4th, 2018, as to the official emblem, suggestions include a giant white shoe, maybe a metre made dripping in gold medals. James, have you booked your accommodation and flights yet?
You know, you can't get accommodation only 5 years in advance for the Gold Coast. What are we supposed to do? Thank you, Mike Woods, with the headlines. Back again tomorrow, RN Breakfast at 7 to 9.